This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Welcome to the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn. Glad to have you with us here today. But I'm not the star of the show. The star is the program we call Sultan, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the guy who starred in Hunter. We're talking about the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
Don't sell yourself so short over there. You're a big star here in Fullerton. And where are we? We're in
Hollywood, California.
We're in Hollywood, California. You're a chunk of humanity.
Chunk is a good too.
To be dealt with, and I'm over here with my task of.
You've got a lot of things there. You got a lot of stuff.
Help getting my grandson a wrestling outfit.
Oh, wait a second. So this is a personal thing.
Yeah, baby Freddie, six years old.
Little Freddie, 6 years old, yeah. Needs a wrestling outfit. Is that what's happening?
He needs a wrestling outfit, and his mom is out there in Oklahoma, and she's wrangling the best she can out there, and so I'm doing my part on my end, and certainly I will be sending funds along to help facilitate this.
Why a wrestling outfit? What's the deal?
Well, he loves this wrestling thing.
So he's into wrestling. Is
soccer,
it
wrestling.
Wrestling? Does he watch it on TV?
I don't know that. I'm sure he's seen it. Certainly. I mean,
WWE, World Wrestling Entertainment, is he a big fan?
I'm sure he has. I don't know that for a fact.
Hulk Hogan is coming back, you know.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I
great,
saw.
The Hulkster. What you going to do when these pythons wrap around you?
I miss Excuse Randy me. Savage.
Yeah, I like Macho Man. I miss him.
Man.
He passed away way too young.
Yeah, he did. He Macho was great, Man. And I loved his interviews. Nobody could have an interview like him.
Let us know who your favorite wrestler is, by the way. That'd be a fun thing to email Fred Dreyer,
Yes.
at crntalk.com. That's the email address. We read the emails here on the show on the air. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. You can follow Fred on Twitter, Fred_Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. His website, what's the website again, Fred Dreyer?
That website is no longer in existence.
All right, so you can just check them out at Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com.
Blue Emu! Blue Emu! Down!
Not getting the yardage you used to? Try some Blue Emu Continuous Spray or Maximum Arthritis Pain Relief Cream now. Stop throwing Hail Marys at relief. Both are non-greasy, fast-acting, penetrative pain relief that works effectively to get down deep to the source of pain. Safe to use daily. No burning, no stinging, never greasy, and always odor-free. Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink. Available at retailers nationwide.
Yeah, we sort of stopped paying attention and racked up a lot of debt.
Yeah. It was stressful. He blamed me for my credit card debt, and I blamed him for building that man cave.
It's awesome. Anyway, we stopped blaming each other, did our homework, and read that a smart way to consolidate debt is to get a fixed rate loan. But getting a loan was brutal.
And a time drain.
So I was in my man cave researching personal loans, and I found Best Egg.
Yep.
They have an A+ rating with the BBB, and Best Egg handles everything online, start to finish.
And Consumer Affairs gave Best Egg 5 stars for their easy online loan app. And we could be approved and funded in as little as 1 business day. I applied online with no impact to my credit score.
She always takes credit for my wins. But long story short, she got an awesome loan, yeah, paid off our cards and some bills while lowering our monthly payment. The Best Egg loan was like a total fresh start.
Yeah.
Visit bestegg.com/blue. bestegg.com/blue.
Subject to credit approval. Actual rates, fees, and approval times will vary.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over this stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Watching the game? Think you know what's going to happen next? Well, it's about time you got paid for being right. Introducing WinView, the number one live TV sports prediction platform. Answer props during the game while competing against your friends and other fans, and you can win cash. Head to predictsports.tv to start playing now. And check out the weekly $10,000 Monday Night Football main event. That's predictsports.tv. Watch, predict, win at predictsports.tv.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, here as the co-host of the program with the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. As we get ready to talk about things in the world of sports, the politics of sports, and a whole lot more. So we got a wrestling outfit coming up for your six-year-old grandson, Freddie.
Yep.
That's great. He's going to be a WWE.
Well, it's Thanksgiving's coming up, and certainly Christmas. And it's that time of year, and where you go to hockey, you go to wrestling.
And you and I have not been to hockey.
Soccer.
We're supposed to go to hockey. You and I have press credentials.
Yeah, you know,
The Kings have only won five games, but we have to go.
Yeah, they're not very good.
We still have to go because it's a great organization. We have to support them and look at some of the teams that come through so we can talk about the world's greatest sport, hockey, on this show.
Do you think it's the greatest sport?
I really do. I think it's more of a genuine, and I'm putting down other players, but I'm just saying these guys, a lot of them, born and raised and young kids playing hockey, and you got people internationally playing in this game, and they really want to play, and it's team sport, and you forget they're on ice, and then you realize, my gosh, they're passing this puck back and forth, and they're on ice. They're great skaters.
No, I greatly admire all of those guys who can do what they do on ice, because you know when it snows and the sidewalk freezes up, I'm at a loss.
Okay. That's good. So hopefully we'll be able to get you some updates there, and we'll
thanks
get
so much.
Now I've got a question for you because I know baseball season isn't over. It's over. The Red Sox are the world champions. The Dodgers lost, but if we could talk a little bit here about the Rookie of the Year, they announced that this week, and
you mean the finalists?
Ohtani of the Angels, Shohei Ohtani, came in first, and here's my problem with
really?
That. I just want to ask you a question. Second was Miguel Andujar from the Yankees, Gleyber Torres of the Yankees, Joey Wendell of the Rays, Daniel Palka of the White Sox, Ryan Yarbrough of the Rays came in.
Never heard of any of these guys.
Well, but while Ohtani is a great player and is qualified as Rookie of the Year, he was injured for a lot of the season, couldn't pitch, bat. So how does he win, Fred Dreyer? That's my question.
I was going to say, they want him to win.
Did he hit
17 home runs?
I guess he did.
What did he hit?
Yeah, he hit. I got to look at his stats
here.
Well,
that's pretty good. I mean, first of all, he's a specimen in terms of his ambidextrous platitudes.
I'm sorry, would you repeat that again?
his ambidextrous platitudes.
He had 22 home runs. Yeah. I can give you that. He had 285, 22
plus,
home runs.
Plus he throws 100 miles an hour.
OPS of 925, 367 plate appearances. This other guy, Miguel Andujar from the Yankees, who finished second, he had five first-place votes. Otani had 25.
Oh,
he hit 297 with 27 home runs, an 855 OPS, and 606 plate appearances. So Otani had less plate appearances.
What was the argument? What was the argument in favor of Otani?
I don't think there was any argument. He just got 25.
Well, I know, but somebody had to overlook the number two guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And he can DH, and he can be a starting pitcher. He proved that, but, you know, he's – did he get his operation?
Well, let me ask you what's happening.
Let
me ask you a question.
Yes,
you
please.
Know, the subtext of this show, our show, The Lounge.
The Lounge. It should be right across here on the bottom, the subtext. But
yeah,
that's it's not there. Go ahead. You should tell us.
Some sort of.
Tell us what it is.
To celebrate the show.
You could, please.
I'm going to make up some hats for us, you know, for the holidays. Turkey hats.
Okay. You promise?
Hey, you know, a friend of mine came up with this idea many, many decades ago.
He did?
This is like three or four decades ago.
What's the idea?
Turkey pops. Small turkeys on a stick.
Small turkeys.
It's a perfect idea.
Turkey pops.
Yeah. So anyway.
Uncle Freddy's.
Here's the deal.
Turkey on a stick.
Yes. Here's the deal. Yeah. And, of course, along with it comes little tubs of.
Take it easy.
Of cranberry sauce and gravy. And
okay, good. I thought you were calling
smidgen,
little tubs there.
A smidgen of sweet potato.
Yeah. That's good.
And stuffing. Just stuffing it goes along with
Uncle
that.
Fred's Kitchen. And yeah. You could have little Freddie, your grandson, there in a World Wrestling Entertainment outfit of some
kind. He's a great sport.
Yeah.
So.
What were we talking about? We're talking about Otani.
Yeah,
we're talking about.
You tell Freddie, you say, hey, look at this. Look at the way this kid runs. He runs pretty fast, doesn't he?
Yeah.
And it's my way of getting him to run.
Is that what it is?
I said, look how fast that kid is. I mean, he's just whizzing by. I mean, I wish I could run like that now. And he looked at the kid and then just took off after him.
So
I yelled to him, you're faster than him.
We're getting insight into the child rearing policies of Fred Dreyer,
yes.
The all-pro defensive end.
That's
look at this,
doing.
But the youngster, his grandson, 6 years of age, and already he's got him running.
He's a genius. I'm telling you, he's a genius.
He processes
stuff very, very nicely. I really like the way he processes.
Let me ask a question. Is that why at the beginning of the show you told me that our producer Courtney gets coffee better than anybody in the world could, and then I ran down the hall and got you a cup of coffee.
Yes.
And as I was running, he shouted, wow, you're really moving faster than Courtney for that coffee.
Oh, man, you're vying for her job. That's what you're doing.
I fell for it, too. It's uncanny
what
the way
I
you do that.
What was I going to say to you?
We were talking about rookies of the year, if we could. My just question is, I think.
And I said to you, here's what I said.
Yes.
Forgive me for pointing.
Please.
But I want to emphasize this.
Because
this show is a show about politics and sports.
The politics of
sports. And we do know that sports is now, and it has for a long time, kind of popped out of its shell.
Yes.
It's no longer a place we go to hide from the world. The world is there. As a matter of fact, the sports world itself, the sports world, has engulfed the world. You've got people now who I'll guarantee you there's people in America in everyday walk of life that would vote for their favorite sports personality for president, for governor, for whoever it might be. So anyway, there's such an impact in sports around the world and certainly here locally.
Right.
I think it's beneficial if the rookie of the year could possibly be a Japanese national.
So you think that because he's got incredible talent, but because he also is not necessarily your the cookie cutter cut baseball player, because he played in Japan and is rivaling Babe Ruth here with being a pitcher and a hitter. You're saying because of that, because he's got that whole pitcher batting thing going, and the fact that he comes from a land not of the United States caliber, he was he's a Japanese citizen, that they wanted this guy to win. I don't think so.
I think it's good for Major League Baseball.
Well, I think it's good for baseball. Yes,
I'm going to give you some insight.
Okay. I'm listening.
All right.
Intently.
I think it is extremely important.
Yes.
For a Japanese national to win any type of accolade in Major League American Baseball.
Because
it encourages the flow of Japanese ball players to America.
It just
let's all go there and be like Ohtani.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's all go win the Rookie of the Year. Let's all go over there and celebrate being a baseball player. Where else would you rather be than America?
So we apologize then to Miguel Andujar, who came in second.
Where's he from?
Oh, I think it's here, I guess. 27 home. He's from the Yankees, from what I recall.
What country is he from?
I think he's born and raised in this country. I don't know. We'll find out.
Nothing feels better this time of year, Fred, to come home after a long, hard day at work and create a healthy, fresh meal for your family and do it in under 40 minutes.
Well, salmon's my best.
I know. You love the salmon.
I mean, the salmon's terrific, as well as all the other meals. And, you know, it's very affordable, less than $10 per person per meal. Blue Apron delivers seasonal recipes along with a pre-proportioned ingredients to make delicious home-cooked meals.
And this is fantastic. Blue Apron, if you haven't tried it, it is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country. Its mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Everything comes pre-packaged, as you mentioned, all proportioned out. You have very little waste, and you have a healthy, easy-to-prepare meal that's fun. It's something you can feel good about. And we have a special offer specifically for listeners to our program. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/dryer. That's blueapron.com/dryer.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right. The most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, the star of our program, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer. We call
this
the Sports Lounge.
Yep.
We're talking about baseball and the rookies of the year. So
Shohei Ohtani
of the Angels captured 25 first-place votes, 4 second-place votes for 137 points. Miguel Andujar, who's from the Dominican Republic.
Yeah,
we've got
right.
that going.
Yeah.
5 first-place votes.
Everybody's 20 from the Dominican.
Second-place votes. I'm not. And then third-place votes, 4.
He got 5 compared to 25?
Yeah, first
place
votes.
Well, this wasn't even a conversation.
Well, but here's the deal. As far as hitting goes, he didn't have the pitching going for him, but Miguel Andujar hit .297.
Yeah.
Ohtani was .285.
Yeah, yeah.
Andujar had 27 homers. Ohtani had 22.
Yeah.
Andujar had an OPS
so,
of .855.
Those 2 points now, are you saying it's a wash?
Sort of, I guess. Yeah, all .925 right. OPS. And then here's the deal. Andujar had 606 plate appearances. Ohtani did all that in just 367 plate appearances. So he knocked more
plus,
home runs per plus plate appearance.
Plus, leaving something else out.
He can pitch. Is that what you want? Is that what was? Is that it?
Yeah, that's the column you're going into next, aren't you?
Well, Andujar has no pitching stats whatsoever.
He couldn't get anybody out.
Ohtani's got a sore arm, but there you have.
Yeah, he had his arm operated
he
on.
He did have it operated on.
Yeah, so
that's
he
good.
Decided to throw with his other arm.
That's
how good he is.
Now, let's look at the National League.
No, excuse me, but just a second.
So
just a second.
It's your show. You don't need to
excuses. But I don't want to I don't want to do what Sean Hannity does to people.
Interrupt everybody all the time.
He interrupts everybody. Yeah. He did it again. You know, he keeps doing it. I keep yelling at the radio.
Fred does yell at the television.
I just keep yelling.
The radio.
I say shut up.
He does.
He says we're here with Newt Gingrich. Newt, tell us what's your take on these elections?
Well, Sean,
and he starts
to
tell you,
well, Sean,
and then he butts in and says, "Did you know that I've known you a long time? I know you since Georgia. Did you know I was a black belt and I used to wash dishes and fix roofs? I used to shingle and frame houses. You know, he'll go into all of that crap." And in the meantime, you know, the clock is ticking away on his guest, and pretty soon he says, "I've only got 40 seconds left. What do you think about the global warming?" You know, stuff like that.
Do you know, I'll give you a little side note. Our good friend Michael Reagan, the president's son, Ronald Reagan's son, actually wrote an op-ed piece, and he liked Sean Hannity, and he mentioned that Sean does interrupt people at time to time, and Sean got a little upset with Michael Reagan.
Isn't that too bad?
Well,
criticism's tough.
It is tough. It really is.
That's what's great about the sports world.
Yeah, because you got to take it.
Let me tell you
something about
the sports world.
Yeah, what's that?
You know, it's not like, if you do something right, everybody sees it. And when you do something wrong, not everybody sees it. But those closest to you, your teammates, the coaches, they know for a fact what you've done, if you've done it right or wrong. And there, in fact, lies the criticism. And you got to take it and learn to accept criticism because it's your friend.
Okay.
Did you hear what I said?
I heard what you said, and you got to be able to take it. You're right. It's tough in radio broadcasting.
Did you buy that? Did you?
Yes,
buy
I did. I bought
did
it. A whole hook, line, and sinker. Oh, now, Walker Buehler came in third place, the Dodger pitcher, right?
Oh,
this
no.
is the National League Rookie of the Year, and the winner was Ronald Acuna Jr. of the Braves.
He was good.
He was good. Juan Soto of the Nationals in second. Walker Buehler of the Dodgers in third place. Brian Anderson of the Marlins fourth. Jack Flaherty of the Cardinals fifth. Harrison Bader of the Cardinals sixth. The Cardinals had a couple of rookies in there. Yoshihisa Hirano of the Diamondbacks, the D-backs, was also listed, and Jeff McNeil of the Mets.
What does he do?
Well, here's the, let me give you the votes first. First place, 27 first place votes to Ronald Acuna Jr.
Uh-huh.
The three second place votes. He had 144 points. Juan Soto of the Nationals, 2 first place, 26 second, 1 third. And Walker Buehler of the Dodgers had 1 first place vote, 1 second place vote, and 20 third place votes. Now, you think it's because Buehler didn't pitch the whole year long or something? He kind
of Well, first of all, let me just interrupt for just a second here.
Please go right ahead, Sean.
Go ahead. Thanks.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks. This just means that Buehler, when he plays the Braves and these other guys, he's just going to strike these guys out. Those guys can't see 100 mile an hour fastball.
That's true.
You watch what happens.
Well, here the Dodgers could have had 3 in a row. You know, at one point they had 5 rookies in a row of the year in a row. They had the Corey Seager in 2016, Cody Bellinger in 2017. They would have just played Buehler and not worried about his arm so much. They could add a third rookie of the year. For
are
God's
we going
sakes.
To another commercial again?
Yes, we are.
Jeez.
A lot of sponsors on the show. You and I don't feel it in our pocketbook, but somewhere at the station.
So exhausting.
Tomas is lining his pockets with whatever he's programmed in here. That's all I got to say. All right, we'll take a quick break. Come back with more.
Mercedes-Benz dealership. No
it's doubt. The Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn along with Fred Dreyer. Stay with us. We are back in the Sports Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, along with the star of our program, Sultan, Sultan of Safeties.
Thank you.
Two safeties in one game. Two safeties in the same quarter. Unbelievable. No one's ever going to get two safeties in
45
the same
years, you would think they would have done it by now.
You would think so, but they haven't. And this Sultan of Safeties, Fred Dreyer is his name, also the acting legend, is here with you every week at this time in the Sports Lounge. What's going on with the Patriots? We're going to talk football a little bit here. Patriots, Tennessee beats them. What do you make of that one there, Fred Dreyer?
Yeah, they beat them, too.
Yeah, they did. Beat them pretty good.
Well, look, you know, what's interesting is that if you're not improving every week, then all these teams get better.
Yep.
You know, there's a lot of teams that there's a lot of good athletes on these teams that aren't supposed to be any good. I mean, Tennessee hasn't been good, but they're this was a kind of like a bellwether for them when they played the Patriots, and they went at them.
They did.
And so I saw a little bit of the game. And it was a legitimate win.
You know, they did a little bit of some sacking. That defense of Tennessee, I think, is underrated. I think that surprised New England. That's what I think.
Well, if you look, remember I told you, halfway through the season,
yes,
teams start to make a move, and a lot of the talent coalesces. And, there are players in this league who actually do focus and concentrate and dedicate themselves. And they meet the right matchup. I think that, the Patriots will probably win 11 games, something like that, which is 11-5. They've lost, what, 2 games or 3 games?
They're 7-3 right
now.
7-3. Here's the key stat for you. They've scored so far this season 280 points. They've given up 236. What did I tell you about Tennessee? They've only scored 168. They've only given up 151 points.
Yeah.
So that means they're like almost 100 points better on their defense, a little under that, probably about 75 points or so, than the Patriots. So there was. The Titans' defense comes on strong, takes out the offense, and I'm telling you, the teams with the better defense will always see. You have to give them an extra point when you're trying to handicap.
Well, the toughest thing about looking at what has happened to the Patriots is they've lost too many people on defense. Whether it's injury or guys playing their option out or leaving for some weird reason or another, but at some point in time, you've got to be improving every week, or you're not. improving every week.
Speaking about improving every week, what do you go with the champs, with the Eagles? For God's sakes, they're 4-5 now.
They're not good.
They're going the opposite way. They have lost one in a row. You got Dallas with the exact same record in the same division with them, and you got Washington in first place. Washington 6-3. Dallas 4-5, Philadelphia 4-5, the New York Giants, by the way, a big super win over maybe the worst game in the NFL this year.
1-7.
The 49ers. It was like each team had one win.
You know, I made that, you know, I was with the Giants when we made that West Coast swing. We came back from San Diego one Sunday and we lost, and I thought we were flying to Spain. That's how long that flight was.
It's a long one. So what's with the Eagles?
They're terrible.
I know.
And here's what's changed.
That's what I want to know.
Is the line of scrimmage, both offense and defense. The line of scrimmage, they've lost the magnetism that they had. They've lost the punch that they had on defense. They were run on up the middle, off tackle, and around end at will for 3 hours. And what little I could make out of it, because they don't show you anything on these instant replays. You know,
What do you mean they don't show you anything?
Well, instant replay, to my way of thinking and to the way I was weaned on it, you know, I came up in 69 before, you know, a year before Monday Night Football. Yeah. So when you see the use of instant replay, that was a huge learning tool for everybody. And if you want to get women, and if you want to get the younger people or the older people and the demographics, you know, to understand a pro football, you'll use the replays correctly. You'll show them and support your opinions about what's going on in the game. That's what I used to do when I worked for CBS. Is that you try like heck to establish a game plan for the team that you think is going to win the game, who's favorite. The Eagles were favored in that game against Dallas, barely, right?
Okay, right.
Okay. Well, in order for them to win, you're going to have to destroy the Dallas Cowboys at the line of scrimmage. And that means on the ground, because you've got that guy, Ezekiel, who's a heck of a back. And what happened was, continually throughout the game, they didn't do it.
I want to know what you think about it. Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com, freddreyer@crntalk.com.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news, conversation, and opinion. SBNation.com. Your team, your community.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
You're watching the game when the doorbell rings and a delivery guy surprises you with a bucket of hot wings and a couple microbrews. Yeah, that's the feeling women get when they receive flowers for absolutely no reason. So when's the last time you sent her flowers? Just because you were thinking of her. And if she got your flowers tomorrow, what do you think her reaction might be? Well, you can times 10 that when you send flowers from the Books. You know the Books. We're the flower folks, with farms located on the side of a volcano that grow flowers as spectacular as she is. Books are cut from farms and delivered fresh to her, so they last. And you know every day she admires your flowers is another day you're a rock star. So send her Just Because flowers from the Books, with next day delivery. Yep, next day. And get ready to be the most thoughtful man on earth. Go to Books.com and enter HERO for your Thoughtful Guy 20% discount. Yeah, 20% off at BOUQS.com and enter HERO, Books.com.
Looking for the next great crowdfunding opportunity? Check out PondHop, the rewards marketing engagement program for small to medium-sized businesses. Currently funding on Kickstarter, this is a great chance to get in at the start of an innovative way to use social media to grow your business. Co-founded by one of Facebook's founding engineers, PondHop uses a unique point system to give business owners a fun way to reward their loyal clients and customers. To learn more and to make a pledge, head to Kickstarter and search for PondHop, revolutionizing rewards for consumers and businesses. On top.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan, only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud. So I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
We are back in the Sports Lounge. I am Michael Horn, the star of our program, Fred Dreyer.
Thanks so much.
As I was saying, all-pro defensive end, acting legend. A man who can do a radio program without headphones. That's how great this man is. He can hear himself.
I can hear a mouse. If you had mice in your on your property,
yeah,
you could bring me in there and I could tell you where they are.
By the way, you had a little scare about hearing for a while. Your hearing kind of disappeared or something. Is everything back and okay now?
I don't want to rattle my fans
but
by telling them I lost the hearing in my right ear, but I did.
Yeah, and it came back, though, right?
Yeah, I took some prednisone. I took that, 2.5 weeks of prednisone, which was like 60 milligrams a day.
And?
They were 10-milligram tabs. I took 3 in the morning and 3 in the evening. And it came back after about 10 days.
Well, that's great news. I'm glad.
Yeah, I had a great doctor, and he was terrific. And you know,
that's scary.
You know when I, you know, you got a good doctor when you call his cell phone on Sunday,
and he answers,
and he answers it, and he says, "What are you doing?" And I just said, "Here's my deal." He says, "Yeah." He says, "Dr. Clapper told me you were going to call me." Our good friend, Dr.
You hang
Clapper.
Out with that guy, Dr. Clapper?
Yeah, a little bit. And so,
can we get him at my birthday party too? Just to have one more doctor.
Yeah. Is Bill coming to your...
Possibly, yeah. We'll see who's going to... I'm going to have my team of physicians that are there. I'm going to have my eye doctor is going to be there, my cardiologist. I'm going to have Dr. Sheps, who's on this show all the time, going to take care of you know all your muscle cramps.
He's going to bring the laser.
Bring his laser machine. So we're going to have a free electrocardiogram from the cardiologist. We're going to have the next doctor there, Dr. Small, give you an eye exam.
Dr. Small.
And we're going to have your muscles.
Doctor.
With the with the Dr. Sheps with his laser. Dr. Sheps have the laser, and then the general practitioner, Dr. Watkins, my longtime family doctor, will do what he does at my party every year: free proctology exams. And
perfect.
This is going to be fantastic.
Yeah,
try to get on the list.
Have him sit next to the bathroom. And we'll put all the doctors on a round table near the bathroom, and as you walk by, your doctor will get up and check your prostate.
This year, Dr. Watkins said he's going to bring complimentary gloves. He'll go and give them to you and autograph them.
But they're electrician gloves.
Yeah, that's what he uses. It's a little more padding.
Yeah, they're all leather, and they're really good.
Try actually. The veal; it'll be great. By the way,
by the way, you know, Dr. Sheps is bringing his laser. To administer anybody who's overeaten, he just hoses down your stomach.
He induces everything will be good. So, one more football if we can here a little bit, and that's the Saints are going the opposite way from the Eagles. The offense is really coming on pretty strong. What's your thoughts on the New Orleans Saints?
Well, what did I say? The Eagles don't do. that they did do when they won the Super Bowl, and that was control the line of scrimmage.
Right.
They don't do that now, so they're 4-5. And the New Orleans Saints control the line of scrimmage.
Yeah. So they're controlling it.
So that's what they're doing. And one of the big things that they do is, luckily, they seem to be healthy, and they're really controlling the line of scrimmage, and they give opposing teams a lot. They played the Rams. I watched that game pretty closely. They really went at him. They attacked him. They gave him a lot – defensively, they gave him a lot of pre-snap looks. They gave him a lot of they gave him a hard time with a lot of looks. They walked a bunch of guys up to the line of scrimmage, and then they walked them off, and then they fooled them with multiple coverages. You know.
Now they've got a fair defense. They've given up 232 points, but here's the deal with the Saints: to this point of the season, they have scored 330 points. The Rams, they have scored 335 points. Their defense on the Rams, 231 points given up. The New Orleans Saints, 232. These are two evenly matched teams here, and they're both 8-1. A lot of people say, well, I don't know about the Saints. They only had lost one game. They're 8-1 now, for God's sakes.
And who did they get beat by?
I can't remember.
Doesn't make any difference.
But they've won eight in a row. Right now you got about
five serious teams out there that could win it.
Yeah. I can tell you exactly, because I know everything here when it comes up. They lost, I believe, week one. They had a problem there with New Orleans, and that was their Tampa Bay beat them 48-40.
That's what it was.
Yeah, that first week.
First game.
But anybody wasn't talking about New Orleans, but they should have been talking about
it. But you know what's good? You know, people said, you know, the Rams, they got beat. I said, you don't want to go undefeated.
Why do you say that?
You don't want to.
Rams are 9-1 now. By
yeah,
the way,
that's all right. You want to be, 14-2.
Really?
Yeah, 13-3.
Because you want to know what it's like to lose.
You want to have home field advantage no matter what you're doing, but you just don't want to have to carry that yoke of we're undefeated around. It's annoying. It's a lot of noise.
Well, then don't have the eggs if you don't want to carry the yolk.
Well, you have to carry.
And now that sets up for us now Monday Night Football. When we come back, we should talk a little bit about
this. Are we going somewhere?
No. Well, there's some changes that are being made, and we're going to talk about that a little bit when we come back here. But let's give some credit where credit is due. Kansas City, 9-1. The Rams, 9-1. You got 8-1. The Saints are doing pretty well here today.
Uh-huh.
And we got some pretty good football teams, and the disappointments, I think, are the Eagles.
And all of those three. Last year, you know, when the Eagles, you know, we're going good. I says, yeah, okay, good. They're going pretty good. I didn't think that was the beginning of anything.
You didn't?
No, I didn't, really, honestly.
You think the 49ers could have been better if they would have brought back Colin Kaepernick? Or would they be 0-9 instead
know.
Of 1-8?
You'd have to ask them.
We'll find out straight ahead. Stay with us here. It's the Sports Lounge. Michael Horn, Fred Dreyer. Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. The one and only Fred Dreyer is here with us. Time for our fan mail, if we could, Fred Dreyer.
Yes.
Stu says, thinking about the game versus Seattle, I recall in 1979 on November 3rd, a game against them, you know, when you guys held them to a total of 20 or to minus 7 yards, an NFL record. Tell us about that one, Fred. Do you remember that?
We had a great day, and Jim Zorn was the quarterback, and he was running all over the place, and he was very dangerous, a little left-handed quarterback. But we held them to minus 7 yards for the game.
He says, Stu says, this is something else. He says, the Rams' current defense should aspire to this. And he says, I forget, who was your guys' defensive coordinator at that time? That was 1979.
79, that was our Super Bowl year.
Yeah.
So that was Bud Carson.
Bud Carson.
Yeah.
There you have it. All right, good email there. It's Fred Dreyer at CRNTalk.com.
Very good memory.
At CRNTalk.com. Neil says, howdy, Fred. I'm sure you talked to many people and so many you don't remember me. I don't know how, but at one time I had your email address and we used to chat about the Eastern Sierra Highway 395 and your possible restart of Hunter. That was years ago, but I do remember enjoying those chats. At any rate, thought I'd drop in and say hello.
Well,
do you remember talking to Neil about all that stuff?
Not specifically, but I had a lot of conversations with a lot of folks. I think it was up there on the highway, wasn't it?
Yeah,
was
about highway 395. Yeah. Ricky says, hope you and your loved ones are safe from the fire. Everything okay with you?
Yeah, we're fine. Thank you very much. And I have some friends that are very, very close to not being okay.
Our thoughts and prayers go out to them. We'll take a little break, come back with more here on The Lounge. Lounge. Yours truly, Michael Horn, the man with the headphones on, getting them all adjusted for you because we're on video on this show. Check it out. That's Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend. By the way, we should mention that you've got a big movie coming up that's going to be out for the holidays, Christmas.
Have you
time.
Seen the trailer?
No, I have not. Is it available now? Transformers?
It's on television. I saw the advertisement this last weekend. Bumblebee, that's the name of the show. It's a Transformers spinoff.
Transformers spinoff.
But it's great. It's a lot of fun. It's a big time, big budget movie.
I'm in the front part
of the movie.
Fred plays the role of Raleigh Wade.
Oh, good, yeah.
No, he doesn't.
I ride a mechanical horse.
Okay. It's going to be a good film, and you're going to check it out. But what's it called now, the movie?
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee. So the movie's called Bumblebee. That's
to see it advertised here, certainly in
Bumblebee.
the next couple of weeks because of, it's coming out during Christmas.
All right. Now, if we can, the big showdown, Monday Night Football coming up, and these are the two 9-1 teams are facing off. You got the L.A. Rams going up against the Kansas City Chiefs, and here's the deal. This game was going to be played in Mexico, and now they're saying the field is in such bad shape.
Aww.
I think there's some politics behind this. I think they, are worried about problems in Mexico, and so they've brought the game back to the Coliseum where the Rams are going to be if I'm a member of the Rams, I'm very happy about this. I don't want to play
football today, I just say I'll do what I can for you, but I'm not leaving the country. No, it's just ridiculous. It's totally ridiculous.
You think the NFL is crazy for moving it to England and Mexico and all?
Look, they're trying to expand the brand. They're trying to get other viewers that aren't as that are naive. You know, they haven't caught on to the razzle dazzle of the NFL yet, and they want that advertising dollar. They want merchandising. It's one of the reasons they have multiple uniforms.
So
they'd sell all this stuff around the world.
Yeah, they would. So anyway, but it's going to be a big deal game. What do you think is going to be happening on this thing? The Rams?
Well, I like that game matchup on a real nice sunny day in L.A. The fires will be out by then.
I'm glad to hear that.
And the air will be nice. Yeah. And it'll be two evenly matched teams. I like both teams, and we'll see. I want to see that kid Mahomes under pressure.
Kansas City has scored 353 points. They've given up 240, and you got the Rams. They've scored 335 points. They've given up 231. So this is going to be another evenly matched game.
Yeah, I think so.
I hope the Rams win. I'm going to give them. That's my
you think
pick.
The Rams?
I'm going to pick the Rams on this one.
You're going to pick the Rams?
Well, but the defense, people are starting to catch on to it. I hope they got some new activity.
Well, you do know that the Rams are very vulnerable. They're vulnerable, as you saw the last couple of weeks.
Right.
And you saw the New Orleans Saints score 46,
yep.
48.
Plus, they got the guy out on the Rams now, too, one of their receivers.
Cooper Kupp.
Yeah. So you could have an advantage to Kansas City. It should be a good Monday night game. Should be the Monday night game of the season so far.
Yeah. Think? Oh, of course. Sure. It sure will. I like Kansas City.
You do. You're picking Kansas
yeah,
City.
Yeah, I do. Until you take away the center of the field, and the Rams are a little weak at the center of the field.
So you're going KC on this game.
I'm going to go KC.
All right. We'll see what happens there. Fred Dreyer knows. Email Fred Dreyer, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R. freddreyer@crntalk.com. facebook.com/therealfreddreyer. Fred_Dreyer, if you follow him on Twitter. He's the guy. Email him, though. He's a good guy, you know. We love doing the show with you guys.
Thanks.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn, along with my buddy Fred Dreyer, and let's do a few more, if we can, fan mails here. You can email Fred, and he'll read these on the air and answer them for you. Fred Dreyer, D-R-Y-E-R, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer at C as in Charlie, R as in Robert, N as in Nancy, talk.com. Steven says, hi, Fred. It's been a pleasure watching you on the field and on TV. Now, you were just on NCIS, by the way. It seems like just a short time ago when I was your backup at El Camino JC's football team for a very, very short time, I lost focus in school, as many 18-year-olds might do, and dropped out during the 1965 season. Mm-hmm. Instead of finishing my college career, I did 4 years in the Air Force. Truth be told, told, the 4 years in the USAF taught me a lot, but when I got out and found you playing football on television, I was pleasantly surprised and have to admit to many years of bragging how I got to play about 5 minutes at the end of a few games for El Camino when they would give you a rest. Thank you for these years of entertainment. What a nice note from Steve.
Great, Steve. I'm glad you found your way, and the Air Force is a good thing for you.
Yeah, really good. And so Fred's still on TV, and the movie coming out there, Bumblebee is the name of the movie, going to be out in December. You don't want to miss out on that. Should be a good one, too. Now, Patty Wax says, it's exceptional for a guy to stay so handsome and virile as you have. Probably a woman, I'm thinking.
I don't know.
At Patty Wack. And
maybe.
At Lori. Lori is saying, Fred Dreyer found Hunter on TV, and my husband and I binge watch. Love that show. I had a bit of a crush on you. One of my many top faves. Used to watch it with my dad when it originally aired. He also still loves watching the show.
Great. Thank you, Lori, so much. Give my best to Dad.
And Seth says, honk you horn. Honk your horn. Jack Youngblood and Fred Dreyer would do that on a pass rush now and again. After a hard hit, one would say to the other, honk your horn. Is that what you guys would say?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's what Seth seemed to remember.
Say? What did he say? He
said you used to say, honk you horn.
I don't know.
All right, give us some more information, Seth, at Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Send us more. For the show for next week. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We got just about 20 seconds left, Fred. We got to say goodbye here to everybody.
Unfortunately, it always comes down to that, doesn't it, Mike?
It does. You do a great show, and at one point, you must say adieu.
Must say adios.
It's good
walking
to. See
you next time.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.